At 6:06, it is fair, 48 degrees in Tulsa, going to 65 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Our economy is very fragile. That is the message from economist Dr. Ernie Goss. He supervises the Mid-America Index, which takes in 9 states, including Oklahoma. He says Washington's uncertainty is making business here very nervous.
The supply manager said they expected the sequestration to have a negative impact on their sales or new orders, and of course that's going to push things down.
Now, here in Oklahoma, he says we are faring better than most of the 9 states. He looks for growth to continue in Oklahoma, but at a much slower pace. Special counselors are expected to be on hand at Rogers College High today to help students. This follows the weekend murder of an 18-year-old classmate. Gabrielle Bledsoe was found stabbed to death in her home over the weekend. Students today are wearing purple at Rogers in her honor. The Tulsa School Board is expected to vote tonight on whether to put a $38 million technology bond issue before voters. Tulsa School Superintendent Dr. Keith Ballard says the need is great.
Early in this school year, I really began to become acutely aware of our lack of technology in the classrooms, of the availability for technology for our teachers to utilize in instruction.
If approved tonight, the measure would be on the ballot in May. The 1,600 prisoners at a private prison in Cushing are on lockdown this morning. The prison took the steps yesterday after inmates become disruptive. There have been no reports of any injuries to the staff or to the inmates. On State Capitol Watch this Monday morning, Oklahoma's Republican legislators this session are seeking changes in federal assistance programs that are popular among low-income and needy Oklahomans. The legislature last year passed a measure subjecting welfare recipients to drug tests. So far this year, nearly a dozen measures have been introduced targeting assistance programs. Now, the full Senate is the next stop for a bill creating 2 pilot programs to help Oklahoma National Guard men and women returning from duty with either post-traumatic stress disorder or traumatic brain injury. It is sponsored by Tulsa State Senator Brian Crane.
This will be under the supervision of the University of Oklahoma. It will be workshops that are provided, but this is another tool to allow for assistance and counseling for those National Guard heroes who are returning from a difficult time.
In the past, PTSD was referred to as battle fatigue. An Arkansas man is dead after suffering a fatal heart attack while driving on Highway 412 east of Catoosa. It happened yesterday afternoon about 3 o'clock. A 3-year-old in his vehicle was not injured. Well, no one is hurt in a West Tulsa house fire. It happened last night at a home near Charles Page Boulevard. The cause of that fire this morning is under investigation. Our weather forecast, partly sunny and mild today. We will have a high of 65. Tonight, a chance of showers, 33 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, windy and cooler with a high of 50. Wednesday, sunny, 50. On Thursday, warmer, up to 60. And Friday, very pleasant with a high of 64. National Weather Service radar this morning is sweeping 125 miles. At this hour, it is showing us no precipitation across northeast Oklahoma. Now, at 6:10, it is fair in Tulsa, and we have 48 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.